The Jubal Show on demand.
It's another Jubal phone prank.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, I was, this is Pete Eakins. I was looking for Rachel.
Yes, this is her.
Rachel, how are you? We don't know each other. I just moved into the neighborhood. I got your phone number from the old phone tree. I was talking to one of our neighbors. And anyway,
hi,
how's it going?
Not so bad. How about yourself?
Can't complain. I'm really liking the new neighborhood, and I'm kind of just calling to introduce myself around. So, Pete Eakins, okay. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Okay. Well, no worries. Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too. So, hey, you know, hopefully we can get to know each other a little bit better. I'm one of those guys that just likes to get to know everybody in the neighborhood and become friends and barbecue and do all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, you know, we're close neighborhoods, so thanks for calling.
I saw you got a pool.
Okay. Yeah, we do have a pool.
Yeah, I was on Google Maps looking at the houses in the neighborhood. You know, you can do that. That's pretty crazy, huh? You can go on Google Maps, you can just see everything. And I saw you're one of the few houses in the neighborhood that's got a pool.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. And that's one of the reasons I was calling, too, is when are you guys going to be opening up to the public there? Because I could sure go for a dip.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I think that maybe there's a misunderstanding. We don't open up our pool to the public at all.
Okay, so I'm having trouble computing this because we're neighbors. You know, I moved in down the street, and I'm calling you to say hi and ask about using your pool, and you're kind of giving me a little bit of an attitude, and I don't understand where that's coming from.
I'm so sorry, Pete. I'm not trying to be rude. If we have a gathering or something like that, you know, I'll keep you in mind if we end up sending out invitations to the neighborhood. But I'm really sorry. We're really busy. Me and my husband are both very busy. And
I got a problem. I got a big problem now, honestly.
What? What, Pete?
So, full disclosure, I got a big family. Okay? And a lot of them are coming in for a family reunion this weekend. And I told them that we'd be hanging out, having fun by the pool. So
you told your family who's coming for a family reunion that they could use my pool?
Is it the towel thing? Because we can bring our own towels. It's fine.
No, you can't be inviting people who are strangers to another stranger's home. That's not okay, Pete.
Well, okay, see, I think that's where the disconnect is between you and I. Neighbors to me are like family. So basically, I'm asking if I can use I'll call you a sister, my sister's pool for my family reunion. There's only going to be 100 of us.
There's going to be 100 of you?
Yeah, I know, only 100. I invited 150, but some of them couldn't make it. So yeah, there's going to be 100 of us. I already sent out the invites with pictures of your pool and everything and the address. So they're going to show up this weekend. And now I don't know what to do because you're telling me I can't use it.
If anyone sets foot on my property, I will be calling the police, because anyone who sets foot on my property without my permission is trespassing. Do you understand?
Well, if you call the police on my family for showing up to use your pool, I'm going to call the police on you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about I planted cocaine in your front yard, and if you don't let me use your pool, I'm going to call the cops and tell them it's yours, and you're going to go to jail for a long, long time, and then you're not even going to be able to enjoy the pool, and I'm just going to be using your pool with my family reunion. I'm going to take over your whole house. So I'm excited about having my family reunion there. Thank you.
Listen here, you psycho. Do not step foot on my property. I am already going to call the police right now and make sure that nothing like this happens. Get those drugs off my property right this second.
Well, I'd love to do that, but I can't because there's no drugs there. This is a prank phone call, so can't really do that right now.
I'm sorry, did you say it was a prank phone call?
Yeah, I did. Yep, guilty as charged.
Who the f*** is this and who pranks people anymore?
Good question. This is actually Jubal from The Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you, and your husband Mo set you up.
What? Oh my God.
yeah, he says that you guys are the only ones in the neighborhood with a pool, and so
I am going to kill him.
The Jubal Show on demand.